the game extremely well. When you watch the tape, we had two or three really great, good grade A scoring chances to start the game, you know, and we kept the pressure on. But eventually, you know, it just takes one mistake. It's amazing. These games were so tight that you just sensed it, you know, that a break here, break there, that could be the game. And like I said, the games were tied for quite a while in both games all weekend.
We go to the second period, tied 1-1. The Huskies outshoot, or were outshot in the first period, 12-9. We go to the second period, and we go on the power play, and you talk about a break here and there. We didn't get the break. A bounced over our defenseman while we're on the power play.
Trying to work it up, bouncing puck to the line, hopped over the stick of Roy, and here come the Beavers on a 2-on-1 developing to the front of the goal, and they score! Oh, what a pretty goal for the Beavers, shorthanded with 11 seconds remaining in the penalty to Bemidji State.
Kyle Bowman gets the goal. He redirects the pass from Charlie O'Connor, who had a pretty good weekend for Bemidji State. And just a bad break there, Coach.
Well, it was. And you know, when you listen to your callback of that play, you could see bouncing puck hops over Matt Roy's stick. And their player's coming at Matt with speed. So if that gets by Matt, there's no way he's going to catch the guy. And that's what happened. The guy went right by him. They created a two-on-one. I don't think we played the two-on-one real good. You know, we came over to the puck carrier. He was wide on the boards. We left the middle of the ice, and we just couldn't get our back checker on that guy in the middle of the ice. We ended up taking a hooking penalty because we couldn't get body position on their second guy who went to the net. And I'm sure – and that's, you know, that's one goal Angus might want to have back.
Yeah.
You know, he was in good position. The guy was right in the middle of the net, and he just sort of deflected it, and somehow it got through him there. But a couple bad reads on the play, and – we call it a break, bounce, whatever, and that turns out to be the winning goal. And it was a tough goal to give up, especially when you're on the power play.
So we go to the 11-9. We outshoot them in that second period. We go to the third period. We've had some great scoring opportunities throughout this time.
Well, too. We did. Even the second period, I thought we really controlled play. We didn't generate maybe as many opportunities, but the play was in their zone the majority of the time in the second period. And then, you know, they just get a break, the odd break down the ice. And, you know, we'd go controller for a couple minutes. They'd get that odd break. So we're doing a lot of things that we wanted to do to have success. We just weren't really, you know, sharp around their net. We weren't hungry. I shouldn't say we weren't hungry. Just a little more desperation. Just a little bit more patience at times. I know it seems weird. You're talking about desperation than patience, but you have to have a little of both in certain situations. And we just weren't sharp around the net. Else we could have, I thought, you know, won this game handily. But Bitzer played well, and we made them look good.
You talked about puck touches and how they weren't good on Friday night.
No, and that was my main concern. My two main concerns coming into the weekend were our energy level. Like I said, we didn't get back till 10 o'clock on Sunday night, and we didn't practice at all Monday, just real light on Tuesday. So now you're limiting your practice opportunities and what you can do. You're just trying to get them in the right frame of mind that they're ready to ratchet up, to have to play a good team who skates well, who hasn't lost a conference game. And it, you know, and those were the things I was worried about. And I could see the puck touches in Friday game. A lot of that is more just mental, Dirk. That's a mental thing more than it's physical.
All right, so we're towards the end of the game. We are able to pull Redmond to get the extra attacker out there. And we get that faceoff deep in the zone. And a lot of people have already, a lot of the questions for you today, Coach, are asking, what was the problem? It seemed like we had won the draw, and then Bemidji State scores.
Draw won by Michigan Tech, but swooping it up, sending it down, and scoring the Beavers. O'Connor gets the goal, and the Beavers will remain undefeated in WCHA play.
So it looked like we had won that draw. What happened there, Coach?
Yeah, we did. We had called a play and some positioning, and for reasons I'm still not sure, we had one of our senior players switch the assignment on the faceoff. So he didn't realize where he was supposed to go, or just was not as anticipated the draw as well as before. But we had sort of called a play where we were going to win that faceoff into that area, and or actually the net front guy was going to come in and get the puck and either shoot it right away, and we had two guys in front of the net, and the other guy go to the net, or he was going to pick it up and put it to the point. And when they made that switch, the player who switched did not go to that assignment. Gotcha. And I don't know why. I mean, I know who it is, and you know, it is what it is. And sometimes you have to allow your players to be creative, or maybe they saw something on the play that was going to neglect what we're trying to do there. So anyway, it was a little frustrating, but nonetheless, I mean, we needed to play better and score more than instead of wait till the last 30 seconds to try and tie it up.
Shots in the third period, 7-4 in favor of Michigan Tech. Again, not much given up, and then 27-25, the final shots in favor of the Huskies. Both teams were not able to score on the power play. Is that a tribute to great penalty killing, or just the power plays are not clicking right now?
Well, a combination of both. They had the top power play in our league coming in. I think they were maybe top 10 in the country. So we did a real nice job on our penalty killing, and that's a good sign. We're starting to really pick it up in the PK area, and Joe Sean's done an excellent job. He's running that now, and our guys are dialed in. And you know, it starts with your goaltender, but Reed Sturles and Mike Neville, and then you know, guys like Cliff Watson on the blue line and Dane Burks are doing a great job there. So, and on the flip side, our power play was just okay, and that's part of that mental puck touches, the offensive creativity, and you could just see it. We had a real good chance late. We made a real nice play. Chris Gehry gets it all alone in front, and instead of trying to attack the net or go to the net, he tries to make a pass backdoor to Alex Smith, who is actually covered, and you know, he's hoping for the just tap in backdoor, and didn't quite work. But we were off, you know, just with that offensive creativity and our puck touches, and you can see it. And when that happens, your power play is not going to be very good. And I will say, because of our practice schedule too, you know, the way the week was, we didn't have an opportunity to work on it as much as we'd like. And we knew that going in. So we tried to make some adjustments on it for the next night. And the next night I thought we didn't do a very good job either. I thought we slowed things down. When you get a power play, you should ratchet your tempo up, the intensity. But a lot of times it's easy. Oh, we get the power play. You just relax a little bit. And that switch turns to offense. And a lot of times you're going to have to do the same things. You're going to have to battle to get the puck back. You're going to have to battle to get the puck in the zone. And then you can start moving around. We didn't do that. We all sort of wanted to go to a certain position and let somebody fight a one-on-three and get me the puck. And, yeah, we were out of sync, no question about it. But that's an area we have to get better. We started the year pretty good, and we've sort of fallen off the last couple of weeks.
All right, so the Huskies fall to Bemidji State 3-1. That is the first loss at home for Michigan Tech. We'll talk about the big win on Saturday night when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Feeling appreciated is one of life's greatest pleasures, and the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images would like to show our appreciation and thank you for your continued patronage by once again offering our annual customer appreciation sale on December 6th from noon to 5 and December 7th, 8 to 5. Nearly everything in the stores will be 25% off. We have a great selection of sporting apparel, outerwear, and souvenirs that'd be the perfect gift for yourself or anyone on your list. Look sharp while sitting at the holiday table. Browse our blazers, dress jackets, suits, and ties, all of it at 50% off. University Images and the Campus Store thank you once again, and we look forward to you stopping by.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game-changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Footcare.com.
Go back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We are talking about the Saturday night game. Another great crowd, over 3,000 at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Huskies trying to split with Bemidji State. Now, remember, this was only the first two games of a four-game series between the Huskies and the Beavers. Michigan Tech will head to Sanford Center later on in the season. But the Huskies...